So as a seven, your pause practice is to shift from all of that mental energy in the head where all the plans and possibilities and ideas live, and into your body and feelings. So the key is to insert the pause and breathe deeply into the belly and feel both your lower body and your feet on the floor, and notice the difference between the idea of your lower body and feet and the actual felt sense of your feet on the floor. So breathing into the diaphragm and exhaling into your lower body, where the intelligence of the body center offers common sense, kind of a balance of all of those ideas, and stability. And it allows you to shift from the flights of imagination that can get impractical and idealistic, and down into the lower body when practical action is needed. And you may even find it useful to visualize energy or light moving to your heart center, inhaling and then exhaling down your body center, sending roots from your feet down into the earth. And when you notice, you leave your body for the pleasures or worries of the mind. Or if you start to shame yourself for lack of follow through, this is a great practice where you pause. Notice sensation in the body with some kindness for yourself. Exhale down to your belly and feet. Notice if you feel anxiety arise when you face limitation. Sometimes just coming to the body, sometimes it can feel relaxing, but if we've got a lot in our plate or our mental energy is particularly activated, anxiety arises. And so one of the ways you can work with tolerating discomfort or pain or that feeling of limitation is to give a little space to the feeling of anxiety. See where it shows up in your body. Imagine that you're giving it about 3 inches. So if it's in your solar plexus, for example, give it some space. Allow yourself to tolerate the discomfort. Exhale. Down into the belly and the legs. And this allows you to experience limitation. If you're in the heart center, you may feel some sadness, pain. Notice your reaction to these feelings, and if you feel overwhelmed, keep breathing into your belly center. Maybe a few fingers below the belly. Where there's a life force available for support and reassurance. And you can do this on the spot if you're in a meeting or a conversation. And you can pause and catch yourself when you become intoxicated through planning or talking or consuming or spending. You can start to notice how the gluttonous energy shows up in you distinctively. And you can start feeling the long-term benefits of moderation. where you can balance physical health and psychological well-being simply by being grounded. Where you send roots down into your feet. And sometimes it helps if it's hard to sit, to do some yoga movement, tai chi, maybe a walk. And sometimes I've found it helpful to just shake it all out if the anxiety is particularly high and there's a lot of mental energy. Sometimes I find it helpful to shake out my arms and shake out my legs and feet and feel the ground beneath me. So just practice this grounded belly breathing, inhaling into the belly, down through your legs, into the bottom of your feet, and feel yourself rooted on the ground.